This goes to Dr. Eva Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, fax 989-291-5348, regarding Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, Dehnert, D like David, E-H, N like November, E-R-T, date of birth 12/13/1945. Dear Dr. Bartlett, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Dehnert with hypertension, edema of the lower extremities, and hyperlipidemia. Her last visit was June 19th of 2023. She's feeling well. She was having some insomnia, so Synthroid was switched to Armour Thyroid. The insomnia resolved, but then she developed some right hip and leg pain, and she has stopped the Armour Thyroid and is going to discuss that with you at her next visit. Even though she stopped Armour Thyroid at least 2 weeks ago, it really hasn't changed the right hip pain. So maybe something else is happening that's causing it. She denies any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, no recent cough or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, she takes zinc 50 milligram daily and a multivitamin daily. Otherwise, no supplements or prescription medications at this time. Physical exam, weight is 182 pounds, and that's a stable weight. Pulse is 59, and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 144/82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. And she has a trace of non-pitting edema in the lower extremities and ankles bilaterally. And labs? Most recent lab studies were done June 11th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 0.78. Estimated GFR is 76. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.0, albumin 3.7. TSH was 7.53 with normal free T4 of 1.0. And I don't have I have a vitamin D 25OH of 47. And the last, I don't have a recent CBC, actually. Assessment and plan, 1, hypertension with improved renal function. 2, hyperlipidemia. The patient's not inclined to try any medication to control cholesterol. She plans on continuing low-fat diet and trying to use natural supplements instead. And 3, edema of lower extremities that is stable. We will continue to check labs every 6 months. The next lab should have a CBC with differential, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.